We all need to understand that we are facing challenges we have never faced before. Now, why do I say that? In my opinion, it's because of three primary factors. One, the knowledge base of our customers. Two, the resolution and resources of our opponents. And three, a consumer media that enthusiastically embraces and actively promotes an anti-meat, anti-animal agriculture agenda. Now, when I say knowledge base, I'm speaking to the fact that most of our customers live in large urban or suburban areas and are three generations removed from agriculture. We can't rely on plain old common sense or a gentle reminder to consumers that the message they are being told is not accurate. We must actively engage consumers about production agriculture and bring them back to the realities that we face every single day and the way we treat our animals and the environment. We must ensure that our customers understand that our abundant supply of protein will not continue if we remain on the current path. Now, this will not be an easy task, given the abundant funding and focused determination of our opponents. The consumer media will not eagerly embrace our messages because good news does not demand attention or sell newspapers, as they used to say. The funding of anti-animal agriculture and anti-meat groups will continue as long as consumers think that their contributions are helping save a kitten or an injured dog from a lonely or painful existence. Consumers need to know that they are funding organizations whose primary purpose is to abolish animal agriculture and decrease the availability of animal proteins, which will ultimately drive up the cost of food. The funding and effectiveness of these organizations will continue to threaten our way of life unless we work together to educate consumers and minimize opportunities for the media to paint the airwaves and the internet with negative stories. Now, just last week, I read several news articles affecting all of us in the beef industry. The first article said that the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, is purchasing stock in the restaurant chain Jack in the Box in an effort to encourage that company to implement animal welfare changes in their policies. Another one said that the Sonic restaurant chain has announced a new animal welfare policy, which got high praise and encouragement from HSUS for the changes they're making regarding animal confinement practices. I read an article about animal rights activists trying to make consumers feel guilty about eating meat by appealing to people's religious beliefs. They study different faith traditions, and then they try to persuade consumers that it is a sin and immoral to eat meat and animal products that were raised in confinement animal agriculture systems. I also read an article encouraging the American public to use the new term animal factories in conjunction with the term factory farms. Read an article about regulating nuisance odors, and yes, unfortunately, I read another in a long series of beef recalls. And this was a slow news week for agricultural issues because of the hot political news following our senatorial election in our state. We have a lot of work to do, my friends, and we need friends to do this work. As I said, there are too many very well-funded activists out there for us to tackle alone. Our resources are too few. There are many agriculture groups which share similar values, issues, and concerns, and we need to work on developing and strengthening partnerships with these groups. As a dairy beef producer, certainly I see the merits in closer relationships with the dairy industry and striving to combat some of these challenges that we are facing together. And there are many other agricultural groups which we can partner with as well.